Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
According to a new report from the Robin Hood Foundation, by September and October of this year, 42% of New Yorkers surveyed reported that they often or sometimes ran out of food or worried they would run out of food before there was money to buy more. Food insecurity has long been a problem for New Yorkers and in communities throughout the United States, but the pandemic and the economic downturn brought on by the pandemic has exacerbated these problems and put more stress on food pantries. And as the benefit of the CARES Act begins to expire, rates of food hardship have risen substantially. The team at Eater began working on an interactive guide on their website this past spring as a way to help people who want to help others. Simply select who you want to help, how and where, and you get directed to some options in your area. Joining us now to talk about Eater's How to Help guide are Brenna Hauck, editor for Eater Detroit and reporter for Eater National. Hey, Brenna.
Hi. Happy to be here.
And Matt Buchanan is executive editor of Eater. Matt, thanks for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And listeners, we want to hear from you. What organizations have you been supporting that address hunger and need in our community? You can give them a shout out. Could your organization use volunteers or donations? Tell us about it. Our lines are open at 646-435-7280, 646-435-7280. So, Matt, we heard those numbers, and clearly you knew there was a need for something like this. How did you start? How did you and the folks at Eater begin to tackle creating a helping guide?
Well, the first thing I think is, you know, a lot of people knew there was an enormous need. And, you know, when you're sort of confronted with, all right, I want to help, you know, there are so many different options, so many different ways. And like, so what we really wanted to do was sort of take a service oriented approach to this. Like, you know, you want to help and that you're fortunate enough to be able to help. In this way, like, you know, we decided like, the various ways we could help in terms of, you know, whether you want to volunteer or donate money, and then sort of organize it by like who, like, you know, obviously a lot of our readers are in sort of the service, the restaurant service and hospitality industry. So we have options sort of based on that, just to kind of make it easy, like sort of take some of the, you know, choice out of it for people who are just trying to figure out, like, you know, what is the most immediate way to get some help out there for others.
Brenna, did you have, Matt sort of described what you were looking for in the macro way. Did you have specific criteria in terms of the details of it?
You know, I wanted to make sure that we included sort of organizations from all levels, you know, places that are kind of providing support on a national level to people with food insecurity right now, as well as, you know, more direct organizations like the Restaurant Workers Community Foundation that's been providing, you know, small grants and connecting restaurant workers with resources when they've been laid off or are, you know, underemployed right now.
We've already gotten some responses. Matthew from Instagram wants to shout out at Teens for Food Justice, who is helping distribute fresh food boxes around New York City. While the hydroponic farms are closed, they're located in 4 public schools. We are also sending out grow kits to engage students in a hands-on way to grow lettuce and microgreens while remote and blended learning continues. So, Matthew, thank you so much for shouting out that organization. If you want to shout out an organization, maybe it's one that you contribute to, one that addresses hunger and need in our community, 646-435-7280. Or if you're an organization that can use volunteers or donations, you can always call us too, 646-435-7280. My guests are Brenna Hauck and Matt Buchanan from Eater. They put together a guide on how to help. All right, Matt, for those who haven't seen the guide, you described a little bit how you chose to organize it, but if I'm just coming in clean, what are some questions I should ask myself before I even approach this?
I think the big thing is like whether you are wanting to donate money or time, obviously time, like volunteering, is a little more complicated now, especially as COVID cases are sort of surging across the country. But I think that's sort of the first thing is like what you're able to give. And then from there, you know, it's, you know, where you want to like focus your efforts geographically. Like if you want to, you know, direct your resources toward a national organization that can then decide where to put those, or if you want to like put those resources back into your community. So I think those are sort of the initial steps to sort of think about. And then from there, our really like focuses on and highlights in particular mutual aid groups and food banks, which seem to be sort of the best way to get the most aid most directly to the most people. Which mutual aid groups, the line on them is that they're not charity, they're solidarity. And it's really like about neighbors helping neighbors. And so you have organizations like, especially in New York, like you have mutual aid groups, and it's throughout the city, that you can sort of decide like what's sort of the best way to, you know, work with them, based on like volunteering or monetary donations.
Talking about mutual aid, let's go to Anna on line two, calling in from Brooklyn. Anna, thanks for calling All of It. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm so happy to be on your show. Thanks for doing this. It's so important. And I have been working with an awesome organization called West Brooklyn Waterfront Mutual Aid. They are extremely organized. They run an amazing organization through their website. You can just go to westbrooklynwaterfrontmutualaid.org to sign up, and everything gets run through Slack, and they put out tickets like all throughout the week for people to pick up and just do grocery runs for individual households, mm-hmm. but also do big drives out to a community center in Canarsie, and they're extremely organized. So they take calls from all over the city, and if they can't, like, first they'll try to pair you with the mutual aid group that's in your actual neighborhood. But then if there isn't one in your neighborhood, West Brooklyn Waterfront Mutual Aid will get to you as well. So I'm really impressed with what all of my neighbors have been doing, mm-hmm. and they're really doing amazing work. And we need always tons of volunteers. So if anyone is interested in either being a shopper or a dispatcher, there are totally remote options. You can, like, if you're nervous about COVID and you don't sure. want to be a shopper or you don't want to come into contact with people, a huge need is actually just running the dispatch center through Slack and Airtable. So you can sign up to do that and do that at home. And it's very flexible. You can do it just for like a couple of hours or even an hour or two a week during whatever time works for you. And they run amazing online tutorials. So it might seem intimidating, or if you don't know how to use Airtable or Slack, that's not a barrier for entry. They will do wonderful tutorials and trainings and handholdings, and it's a really amazing organization.
Anna, thank you for calling in. Let's go to Pascal, who's calling from Manhattan. Hi, Pascal. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you? I would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to you first for taking my call, and then to the Greater Harlem community. In just 1 month, with the generous help of our customers and the community, we were able to collect close to 400 pounds of non-perishable food that's going to be donated to the Food Bank of New York. So, yes, big shout out to all of the help that I've gained from our customers.
Pascal, thank you for calling in with that information. My guests are Brianna Hauck and Matt Buchanan from Eater. They've put together an Eater guide on how to help. And Brianna, what are you seeing in terms of, now you're a reporter, so what are you seeing in terms of food insecurity now the protections of the CARES Act have begun to expire? And there's not a replacement or an extension yet.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a constant and looming fear for a lot of people in the workforce, including a lot of hospitality workers that have been laid off for long periods of time, or maybe were just laid off again due to our new round of shutdowns. And, you know, it's really a critical time right now. The legislature, if it doesn't pass a bailout before the end of the year, we're going to see about 12 million people losing their benefits that were guaranteed through the CARES Act. They're going to lose those on December 26th. So, I think that the reality is, you know, in the spring, people may have had some sort of savings or something put away to get them through for a short period of time. But for a lot of people now that have been going through this for, you know, 9 months, it's going to be very, very much more difficult to make ends meet now if we don't get some sort of a bailout. So with that in mind, I think, food insecurity is really top of mind. I've seen a lot of, at least in my town in Detroit, I'm seeing a lot of restaurant workers go back to the mutual aid programs that they started in the spring, creating, you know, meal programs, offering free Thanksgiving meals to hospitality workers that need them this year, and really just trying to mobilize and get ahead of this as much as possible.
Matt, you know,
I think.
Oh, go ahead. Continue, Brianna. Oh,
go ahead.
I'm going to bring Matt in. Matt, you're executive editor of Eater, and one of your reporters, your New York reporter, Tanea Wariker, I hope I'm saying her name right. She couldn't join us today, but she helped put together this list of organizations that we can highlight. I'm going to ask you about a few while our phone lines start to fill up again. Bed-Stuy Strong. Tell us about Bed-Stuy Strong.
It's a mutual aid group that covers Bed-Stuy and Crown Heights. So it is one of the organizations that it's neighbors helping neighbors. It's, you know, people going shopping for other people, and sort of related services for and resources for people in need in those communities.
Let's go to Amanda in line 3, calling from the East Village. Amanda, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks, Allison. Thanks for taking my call. I listen to you and Brian Lehr every day, and I'm big fans, and thank you for everything that you do. I wanted to give a shout out to the community fridges that mm-hmm. are all over the city, specifically the one that I am a part of and have also benefited from. Honestly, I'm mm-hmm. The one on 12th, East 12th and 1st Avenue, right? It's right in front of Smack. Mm-hmm. For anyone who's listening that wants to donate and or take what you need, it's very community-driven. We have signs up that just basically say, leave what you can and take what you need. And it's really become a very heartwarming thing in the community. And we are organizing specifically this week for Thanksgiving. There's going to be prepared foods as well as ingredients for folks that, you know, enjoy the cooking of the holiday and want to do their own cooking. There's going to be ingredients for them to do that. And then others that maybe don't have the ability to cook themselves, there will be prepared pies and, you know, mashed potatoes. People are donating from all over the area. So we'll be doing drop-offs on Wednesday evening and Thursday morning for people to come on Thursday and come and pick things up. But yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out to that and to thank everyone that's donated, and also a moment of encouragement for those that, you know, are in need to take. There's no shame in that. All of us are in this together. So.
Oh, absolutely not. Oh, of course not. Amanda, thank you so much for filling in our audience about the community fridge at 1st Ave and 12th Street. And Brianna, you wrote about community fridges a little bit. For people who haven't heard about these before, can you explain? It seems like it's pretty straightforward, but anyway, I would love for you to explain it.
You know, it's one of the coolest things that's come out of this pandemic has been kind of this proliferation of community fridges coming from a lot of mutual aid groups around the country, establishing them in neighborhoods to kind of help provide food when people may feel, for whatever reason, uncomfortable about going to a food bank or something. The community fridge is a very, like, non-judgmental way to get the supplies that you need. So basically what these are it could just be a regular standard refrigerator set up outside somewhere, sometimes on a platform. Some of them are more elaborate. I've seen with like a bit more of a pantry style. So they've got, you know, shelving and things set up. And it's kind of organized like a grocery store in a little bit of a way. It's like people can kind of just shop and grab what they need or leave items if they want to. I have a community fridge that I have been supporting for the past few months in my neighborhood. And I can say that the fridge is empty several times a day and people are using it. And it's a really incredible resource. And it's wonderful to see, you know, people taking care of the papers.
I think people do want to find ways to help, which is why your guide is so great. I'm speaking with Brenna Hauck, editor for Eater Detroit and National Reporter, and Eater executive editor Matt Buchanan. We're talking about Eater's interactive How to Help guide. It's on their website, and we're taking your calls about how to help others this holiday season. It warms my heart to say that our phone lines are full at the moment, so we'll get through some calls, and then hopefully you can call us after the break. Take down the number. It's 646-435-7280. This is All of It. This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. My guests this hour are Brenna Hauck, editor for Eater Detroit and National Reporter, and Eater executive editor Matt Buchanan. We're talking about Eater's interactive How to Help guide on its website. Okay, Matt, you're up. I'm going to run through a couple of the different organizations you highlight, and then we'll jump on the phones again. Heart of Dinner?
Oh, yeah. Heart of Dinner. So it's a project that's co-run by Moon Moon Fai for her restaurant, Kubutiam. It delivers meals to low-income, elderly Asian American households. They're trying to deliver 50,000 meals. I think there are somewhere around 36,000 delivered. So they have a GoFundMe that you can support to get them up to 50,000 meals.
How about the Supper Collective?
The Supper Collective is they support activists and protesters, like providing meals, PPE. And various resources that professors, you know, have relied on, like this summer and sort of into the fall.
And how about Welcome to Chinatown?
Welcome to Chinatown is a direct care group that they're obviously like focused on the Chinatown community, which you know, it's so long ago. I think people forget, but like. The Chinatown community sort of suffered some of the effects of the pandemic early on in February because people were afraid of because, you know, there was a lot of sort of racist rhetoric that, like, you know, before the lockdowns arrived for, like, you know, the rest of the city and the rest of the country, Chinatown was already hit by, you know, businesses seeing drops in customers and sort of other effects like that.
One more before we go to calls. The Street Vendor Emergency Relief.
It's the Street Vendors Project has around 2,000 members who are street vendors. You know, that is a lot of street vendors are immigrants in New York. They have an emergency fund that they are trying to also. They have a GoFundMe that for that as well. They're trying to reach a goal of $135,000 for you know, people who need food and sort of other you know, essentials.
Let's hit the phones again. Let's go to Ned on line four calling in. Hi, Ned. Thanks for calling All of It.
Oh, hey, Allison. Thank you so much for taking the call and for covering this. This is terrific. I'd like to give a shout out to the St. Michael's Saturday Kitchen on 99th in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing grassroots feeding program that has been serving since 1983. Every Saturday except one, we had to close down for one Saturday to retool due to COVID and get in safety protocols to make sure our volunteers are safe. So we missed one in all these years. And it's a great organization. We can use volunteers both on Saturdays and for food prep during the week. And donations, of course, always welcome. Is it okay if I give a phone number?
Or? I'm going to say yes.
We'd rather. Okay, thank you. So if anyone is interested in learning more or volunteering or donating, please call 212-222-2700. And that's what I've got to say. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Yeah, if there's ever a time for ask for permission later and forgiveness now, that's the one. Let's go to Carol on line one, calling in from Jersey. Let's get Jersey in on this conversation. Hi, Carol.
Hi, thanks for having me. Yes, I do want to speak up for New Jersey because we have a great program out here, too. So I'd like to give a shout out to Tony's Kitchen. It's located in Montclair. And they are a feeding program, and they provide for communities all in this Essex County and northern New Jersey area.
Thanks. Giving a shout out to my home state. Let's go to Terry, I think is on line five. Terry, are you there?
I am here.
And you're on the air.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Thank you for such a timely topic. I wanted to give a shout out to the Suffren High School Giving Garden. We were created in 2019. I'm a Master Gardener volunteer at Cornell Cooperative Extension, and they reached out to me to help them with this project, and they created out of nothing. These kids created a 19 raised bed garden, and their sole mission was to help alleviate food insecurity in the community. So this is now our third growing year, and I'm really happy to say that these hardworking kids, we donated close to 1,000 pounds of fruits and vegetables during the pandemic to local citizens in our school district, in our neighborhood. So it's just amazing what kids, you know, high school students can do when they put their mind to it. So I'm very proud of that, and I wanted to say that if people wanted to see what we're growing or message me about how they can get involved, they can go. We have an Instagram account, the SHS Giving Gardeners.
Thank you so much. And we're also, by the way, we're taking notes on everybody who calls in so we can compile this list for all of our listeners in case they're listening later on demand and they want more information. Let's go to Sue Ann on line eight, I believe. Hi, Sue Ann, are you there?
Hi, yes. Thank you for providing this service that is so needed under normal circumstances and especially due to COVID. I just wanted to talk about a program that was started during COVID called Dinners for the Number 4 Kids, which is done in partnership with volunteers from the community and the Empire Diner in Monroe, New York. It's services Orange County, and what we do is provide microwavable, nutritious meals to children that are identified by school social workers and nurses as being children in need of nourishment. And we have volunteers that deliver the foods. We provide microwaves if the families do not have a microwave. And we do food deliveries 3 times a week. And what we really need is donations and volunteers. And you can go to the our website, which is dinner, D-I-N-N-E-R, for kids, and the number 4 is instead of, it is a numerical 4,
right?
Kids, OC, Orange County.
Thank you for calling in. Our intern wants to shout out Harrison wants to shout out College Food Pantry, SAPH, in the East Village. It's for New York City college students who face food insecurity. My guests as we wrap up this segment are Brianna Hauck, Detroit editor and national reporter for Eater, and Matt Buchanan, executive editor for Eater. I'm curious for each of you, and I'll start with you, Brianna. When you started reporting on this story, or let's say when you finished reporting on this story, what is something that stuck with you through putting together this guide?
You know, I think one thing that stuck with me was just like the tremendous amount of organizations out there that are, you know, fulfilling this need for communities across the country and in New York, of course. And just how even with that infrastructure right now, we still need, you know, so much more to meet the needs of our community. So, I mean, I was just struck by kind of the amazing ways that people jumped into action to help their community when they needed it with these mutual aid groups, people running, doing grocery runs mm-hmm. and stuff. And I think that that is not only something that gives us some sort of concrete, you know, feeling that we're doing something to help in a time when maybe we don't really feel like we have a lot of control over what's happening. But also, like, I think that it's like a way of kind of showing love to our community.
How about for you, Matt?
I echo what Brenna said, but I think it also, you know, the thing that strikes me is like the reason all of this is necessary is in part because of the, you know, the magnitude of the failure of leadership in this country. This shouldn't be necessary in some ways. You know, there is a complete abdication of responsibility here that is resulting in mass misery in New York and across the country that was completely, or at least largely, avoidable. And the other thing, too, is, you know, we started working on this in May, and I think we published this in July. And one of the things we had sort of hoped when we published this was that, like, this wouldn't be needed or as needed, you know, as time went on. And of course, now as we're heading into, like, you know, more lockdowns, like more surges, like we're looking at a very, very, you know, dark winter, especially as, like, you know, Congress is on Thanksgiving break right now rather than sort of passing more aid. And so, like, I tend to be more of a cynical person, as much hope as it gives me that, like, there are all of these sort of mutual aid groups and communities sort of coming together. Just the length and sort of depth of failure here from our government is the thing that, like, haunts me as we're working on this.
If you want to
if I could just add.
Yeah, go ahead real quick.
If I could just add, yeah, Matt is completely right. I think what's really crucial here is the need for some sort of action on the federal level. People, in addition to helping out the neighbors this way, could definitely, you know, reach out to their Congress people, mm-hmm. reach out to their senators.
If you want to help, you can go to Eater's interactive guide, How to Help. It's on their website. I've been speaking with Brianna Hauck and Matt Buchanan from Eater. Thanks so much for all your information, and thanks to all of our callers. We're going to assemble all that information and get it out to everybody via probably social media in the next couple of days. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.